for my lips, you'd hit the water.
He's using code that only you and I know. This is no trick of his. This is your magic. I'd catch the cues watching you, hoping you'd do something wrong. Everybody thinks you'll never make it, but every time you escape, Rosabelle, believe not even eternity can hold you dearly.
Through the glass, I'd watch you bleed, bound and drowned, and paler than you ever would.
With you alive, the only thing in my mind, we pull you from the water.
You Somerville. This is Georgia with Yipjam Music, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And today we are taking a trip down memory lane, with the past and the future both being a part of that lane. And kind of have two halves of a show for you today. Not really one cohesive, coherent piece, but it's gonna be fun. We're gonna have a good day on this somewhat dreary Wednesday. We'll just pick it up right away. No, it's not ska. It's punk from Los Psychos.
Thank you. way to my door. The beautiful teeth, what's underneath? There's nothing left to do.
I think you're very, 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 very. Very, 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 very.
It's another day today. It's another day today.
If I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you, if I lose you,
the heart. Station 5. We thought they might be ashamed. They weren't, they weren't. We thought they might be ashamed, but they weren't. Look, contact me for all kinds of spells. Bring bags of smashings, then we'll cast in concrete. PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5. PlayStation
Did you know that anywhere you are in Eastern Massachusetts is college radio? Well, 91.5 FM is college radio, but really anywhere is college radio if you make it college radio. If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WMUL Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was the first of many PSAs this hour. Well, let's talk about that back half, because I had a lot of fun with it. Right before this, which is, of course, Alice Coltrane, Something About John Coltrane, we had Germ-Free Adolescence by X-Ray Specs. I'm doing a really great job today at my radio announcing. I think I didn't drink quite enough coffee when I snuck outside to drink coffee a minute ago. But, yeah, I just wanted to, I guess, highlight some favorites of the last half hour. The B-52s, I was in a restaurant in Portland, Maine recently, and oh gosh, it's really 10:38, anyway, in Portland, Maine recently, and they were playing all records, which I went to multiple places in Maine where they were only playing vinyl, so I don't know what that's about, but they were playing B-52's self-titled album, and it's just so good. I think it's something, one of the things when I have announced many times in this program, my unabashed love and support for quote-unquote novelty music and funny music. I think that there's always such like a genuine artistry behind that, and I don't think it should be belittled, and I don't think it should be treated as something that's novelty or funny, or not something that, you know, is, you know, oh, it'll get me kicked off the aux at a party. Like, no, but it's actually good if you really know what you're listening to. And I feel like the B-52s have kind of fallen into that category with hits, which, first of all, Rock Lobster is such a good song, and Love Shack, they're such good songs, and yeah, they're long and they're silly and whatever, but listening to this record again, it's just so good. Like, they're so tight as musicians, as a group, as an artistic vision. They just have it together, and so I had to play some B-52s today. Some more recent bands that I wanted to highlight that I was playing today, English Teacher. That single R&B was put out in 2021. They've been putting out singles periodically over the past 2 or 3 years. And I mean, I don't like follow them closely or anything, but I'm hoping that that means that 2024, it will be a year that we get a longer form project from them. Because yeah, I just love them. I love that song. And then prior to that, I've played this song so many times, it probably makes your ears bleed, but Swampy by Dry Cleaning, from their EP of the same name. And I love Dry Cleaning. After I made this kind of list of songs that I wanted to play, I realized how much like kind of British post-punk and post-punk sensibility snuck its way into this playlist. Kind of starting off with Polystyrene and X-Ray Specs, and then signing off with Dry Cleaning and kind of aligned musics. So that was fun. The second half, we're gonna take it down a little bit. We're gonna get a little bit folky, a little bit country-y, a little bit, yeah, just a little bit fun. But prior to that, I missed it by one day, which is just my luck. But yesterday, January 22nd, 2 days ago, January 22nd, was the namesake of this program that you're listening to right now on 91.5 FM, WMFO, is Yip Jump Music, named for the record by the same name by, he goes by many genres, but probably most well known as outsider artist Daniel Johnston and his record Yip Jump Music. 2 days ago, January 22nd, is the anniversary of his birthday, celebration of life, which has been officially recognized as a holiday in the city of Austin, my home city, and the state of Texas as Hi, How Are You Day. And it's kind of come to signify a celebration of life, of his life, as well as music, art, and kind of bringing awareness to the conversation surrounding mental health. Literally asking people, hi, how are you, is kind of their slogan. Hi, how are you, of course, being the title of another album by Daniel Johnston, featuring the now infamous Jeremiah the Innocent, the Frog, which in a famous interview that Johnston gave after painting the now freestanding mural of Jeremiah the Innocent on the side of a building in Austin. There was this whole movement to paint over it. There's been movements to paint over it for decades, but now they literally have torn down the building that it was painted on, and the wall is still standing, so I think that Jeremiah can withstand anything. But at one point, one of these efforts that they're trying to get rid of this mural, and Johnston said, he's just a frog, he never hurt anybody. So, happy birthday, Daniel Johnston, 2 days late, but you're probably just getting around to celebrating today anyway. So, that's Daniel Johnston. We are playing, he's going to be the next at the top of the hour. Not at the top of the hour. What am I talking about? I have 15 minutes left. The top of the next segment will be some Daniel Johnston, and we'll get into some fun stuff and some people that I know. But first, another PSA from me, your DJ, logged as political commentary, eBoard. Look, I just clicked it and I logged it right now. This is for Somerville. And for Cambridge a little bit, but for Somerville mostly, because it's new and fresh and hot in Somerville. Coming up this Thursday, being introduced by our city councilor, Ben Uhlenkampen, a ceasefire resolution being put forth to the Somerville City Council this Thursday. Will be voted on this Thursday at 7 p.m. So this is a ceasefire resolution pertaining to the attacks in Gaza right now. It's really, as a community, as a peace-loving people, I find it really important that Somerville stands against the United States funding and support for the attacks against thousands and tens of thousands of civilians, men, women, and children. But what you can do as a citizen to make sure that this resolution passes and that Somerville can stand for peace and for building a new world together is you can reach out to your city councilor and talk to them about why this is important to you as a citizen of Somerville, the greatest municipality in eastern Massachusetts. So there are many councilors who are pro this bill, there are many councilors who are anti this bill, and there are some who are on the fence. So if you are like me and you live in Ward 1, you should reach out to Matt McLaughlin, which I have done and need to do again. Also, if you live in Ward 4, or in this ward, Ward 7, you can reach out to your counselors, Jesse Klingon and Lance Davis. And we also have a counselor at large, Willem Ba, who is still on the fence about this issue, and you can reach out to him too. Anybody can do that. You don't have to live in 1, 4, or 7. You can live anywhere because he's at large. And yeah, again, if you'd like to turn out, I know there's a big group of people going to turn out to witness the vote, hopefully this historic vote. Will be passed, and following the legacy of several other cities in the United States. I'm not sure if there are any others in Massachusetts, but in the greater United States, standing up against injustices abroad. And again, as a peace-loving people in Somerville, I believe that it's critical that this is something that our public stands for. And with that, as our second PSA, a historic number of PSAs in this break as well. I'm gonna get back into the music. This is Daniel Johnston, one of my favorite songs from him, from probably my favorite album from him, Some Things Last a Long Time. Please enjoy. Bright, bright.
red is strong. The blue. Thank you.
When they busted in, they found that her house was a front for a mob thing. They pulled guns and cocaine from the drywall wrapped in newspaper. We gathered in the tall grass and watched them blink.
Black collar love.
I just gotta hop in here and say real quick, as a reminder, this is Yip Dumb Music, and you have been listening to 91.5 FM WFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm gonna run a little bit over, but before it gets to the end of the hour and that sweet, sweet archive cuts off my voice, I want to say that that was Black Color Love by Sunfisher, and it was important that I played that song, and that's the one that I picked, so I hope that you like that one. And I picked it because it has a Johnny Paycheck reference in it. And this next song is also very important, which is the reason why I'm running over. This next song is Good Guy by Alexander. New single, new album coming out. You can pre-order it on Bandcamp at Alex. The name is just Alexander. It's really easy to remember. Got vinyl pressing.